Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure not only to welcome our listeners in this country, but in the many countries throughout the world who also listen to this show. And also it's a huge pleasure to welcome to the show four exciting individual and distinctive players of the game, who are going once again to try and pit their wits, their verbal dexterity and ingenuity, as they try and speak on the subject that I give them, and they do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. And those four bright sparks are, on my right, Sue Perkins and Tony Hawks, and on my left, Kit Hesketh-Harvey and Wendy Richard. Would you please welcome all four of them? I'm very fortunate to have you beside me, Lottie Barker, who is going to help me keep the score, and she'll blow her whistle with a lot of venom, I'm sure, when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the Drill Hall Arts Centre in the Bloomsbury area of London. And we have in front of us, I don't think a particularly arty audience, but certainly an enthusiastic one, ready to cheer us on our way as we begin the show this week with Tony Hawks. Tony, the subject in front of me is The Man on the Clapham Omnibus. Will you talk on that subject? 60 seconds is available, starting now.
I actually travelled to the recording this evening on an omnibus from Clapham, and there was a man sat at the front of this omnibus, and I thought, well, this is quite probably the man on the Clapham Omnibus. So I went and sat next to him and started a natural conversation with him, saying something like, these fatwas, they're bad news, aren't they? And then took out a mobile phone and said, he's sitting next to me now. Surprising how nervous you can make people are. And I asked him, what's your name? Because I'd like to know what the ordinary people of England really think at the moment. And he said, I am Lord Jeremy Atkinson Smythe of Wetherby. And we had a little chat and I learned that everybody's really rather happy with all the land that they have and why people are moaning quite so much, I do not understand. Yet this is what people expect from...
Kit, you've challenged.
We had rather a lot of people. I mean, it was...
Yes, you did mention people before. Yes, yes. Well, listen, Kit, it was quite a long while ago, but you're right, he did say people before. But you went for 7 from 60 is 53 seconds. Not
please,
bad
please,
for a start.
Claire, producer, don't edit that bit out where he says.
It's very important that everyone sees the workings of Nicholas's
mind. I'll pay you any amount of money to keep that in.
Anyway, Kit, you've got him with 7 seconds to go. It's the man on the Clapham Omnibus, starting now.
It is the common man, isn't it?
Which and someone challenged. Sue, you challenged.
It was a kind of...
For a correct challenge, you get a point, Sue, and you take over the subject. And there are 5 seconds available. The man on the Clapham Omnibus, starting now.
That man on the Clapham Omnibus is my father, also known as...
Game. Whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Sue Perkins, and you won't be surprised to hear she's in the lead at the end of that round. Just one ahead of
it won't last. Trust me.
And Tony Hawks, who went for 53 seconds, hasn't got any points at all. I mean, it's just...
Aww. But is there somebody I can see at the European Commission about?
I'd talk to that man on the Clapham Omnibus if I were you. Right. Sue Perkins, will you take the next round? The subject is estate agents. Tell us something about those much maligned characters in this game, starting now.
Estate agents speak a strange language called lies. They're bred in warm water tanks at a research facility in East Anglia, where they develop nylon suits, lizard-like eyes, gills, and a propensity for breath freshener. Estate agents have a problem understanding space. You and I might walk into a small box room like a badger's set, whereupon an estate agent will pronounce it magnificent. Their terminology is flawed. Imposing means ugly. Stucco-fronted means, oh, they've slapped a nice bit... Can I repeat stucco?
No. Tony, you challenge.
There were two means.
Yes, two... Oh, that's a tough challenge, isn't it? Two me's.
No, mean.
Oh, mean. Oh, yeah, no, that's all right. Mean, yes, yeah, that's a genuine challenge, right. And she did repeat it. Yes. So, well, listen, Tony, you have the subject, you have a point, of course, for correct challenge, you have estate agents, not literally, but you have the subject, and there are 28 seconds available starting now.
Lawyers, estate agents, and chairmen of panel games are not well loved.
Kit challenge.
Is there such a word of chairmans? Or should it be chairmen? I'm not quite sure. Just chairs.
Chairmans. No, it should be chairman. A correct challenge.
Thank
a
you,
point
Ms.
to you, of course.
Thank
23
you,
seconds available. Estate agents are starting now.
I love drooling over the property porn in country life. You look at these amazing pictures. Do I want a Martello Tower in East Anglia or a little chapel in Port Merion? Maybe just a stud in Essex will do me. But it is very exciting. Most estate agents tend to come on the Clapham Omnibus. It gives me particular glee that their enormous properties, which are worth so much money, actually... Oh, yeah, wow!
Heskett Harvey speaking as the whistle went, then gained that extra point, and he has moved forward. He's got other points.
Nicholas, can you just remind people that I'm still here? I haven't had a chance to say anything.
Well, this audience knows you're still there.
Yes, I know, but I'm talking about the listeners.
Well, I think you've established for the listeners now that you're here,
Fine,
Wendy.
Just so long as they haven't
made a nice rapport with this audience, so they know that you're not only here, but you're in good humour. And I've got a subject here which I think you will love. And knowing your past professional history, it will blend in with some of your work. And therefore, I'm sure you'll go with panache and style on the subject of the best bargain I ever had. How's that for you?
Lovely.
Lovely, right. 60 seconds, starting now.
The best bargain I ever had was when I got my Cairn Terrier dog, Shirley Brahms II. She was worth every penny. The joy and delight that wee person has brought to me over the years, my soul...
And who's challenged? Tony, yes.
Why is your dog a person?
Because... She thinks she's a person.
I think it was a
Your
careless...
dog is schizophrenic.
No, she isn't. She's perfectly well adjusted.
Okay, I withdraw my challenge.
You withdraw it?
Yes, I
Because
withdraw.
Actually it was a correct challenge, because you can't call a dog a person grammatically. But if you want Wendy to continue, you all love
well,
Wendy.
Well, I think I'll look really magnanimous if I withdraw.
You will indeed, Tony. And Wendy, you still have the subject, and you have a point because you were interrupted. You have 47 seconds. The best bargain I ever had, starting now.
My canine pal has been with me through thick and thin, fair weather, foul weather. She's always there.
And kid challenge.
Sorry, two weathers.
Too much weather, darling.
Oh, poo, right.
She's been through that as well, yeah. Probably.
And, kid, a correct challenge, a point, of course. 40 seconds available. The best bargain I ever had, starting now.
Sue Perkins, for aromatherapeutic reasons, gives you a wonderful thing with massage oil for only £100. Tony Hawks will make your back go click, 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 and... Oh!
Tony, you were in first.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't do it for £100. And
secondly,
of click.
Of the click, yes. Tony, you have the subject of the best bargain I ever had. 30 seconds available, starting now.
The best bargain I ever had was when I went to a pet shop to buy a dog, and I was given a person called Gerald Wilcox, who worked in the garden for me for 12 years and did particularly well. He was quite happy with the meat that I gave him in a little bowl in the corner of the room, and he used to bark and come running up to me at the end of the day and say things, which is unusual.
Sue, challenged.
Hesitation? I said borderline slight... Am I... okay.
No, right. You could have had him for something else, which I won't mention.
It was a precognitive thing. I sensed it was going to hesitate.
You could have had him for something else, which I won't mention, because otherwise...
Repetition.
No.
Deviation.
No, it's too late now.
He's naked.
No, he's not. Your first challenge was hesitation. He didn't hesitate. So, Tony, you have another point. You have the best bargain I ever had, and you have 8 seconds available starting now.
Although possibly the best bargain was some gloves that I purchased for £5.99, reduced from £8.
You challenged Sue.
I thought it was repetition of from the previous chunk.
That's right, it's correct. Oh, you are a tough player of the game.
Oh, hey.
I don't think you won many friends in this audience with that challenge. But it was a correct challenge, and you came in with half a second before the whistle.
That's awful.
So
I've disgusted myself.
No.
Again.
That is again. Well, I will never discourage enthusiasm. And so, Sue, you have half a second to tell us something about the best bargain I ever had, starting now.
I once bought...
At the end of that round, Sue, with those extra points she managed to squeeze for herself, she's now equal with Kit Hesketh-Harvey in the lead, one ahead of Tony Hawks and Wendy Richard. And Kit, ooh, it is now your turn, yes, to begin. And the subject is Botox. I don't know whether you... I don't. Why do you laugh? Do you think you're looking at him? He has personal knowledge of this, but if not, you have 60 seconds to talk on it, starting now.
It's chemical cosmetic surgery whereby you inject botulism into the face and induce rigor mortis. Nicholas Parsons is a leading proponent of it. Although he gives his age as 70 in public, he is in fact 23, and the appearance of senility is utterly misleading. The fragrant starlet Cher has actually had so much that she was pronounced clinically dead in 1983 and is now a body double with an African death mask screwed into her eye sockets. That fragrant comedian...
Sue Perkins, tell us.
Repetition fragrant.
The flagrant was there, yes, and really, after what you said about me and my Botox, I've never gone near the stuff. You have flagrant, you don't. You have 28 seconds on Botox, Sue, starting now.
Botox gives your face the impression of an ironed bath mat, and you wear a continual look of surprise as if you've won the national lottery, week in and 7 days out.
Tony, your challenge.
I'm afraid I was tricked into that. I felt that she was surely going to hesitate when she couldn't say weak, but she didn't.
Well, no, she's a subtle player of the game. So it was an incorrect challenge, another point to Sue, and 18 seconds available on Botox starting now.
This rabbit in the headlights look can cause offence, especially coming from traffic wardens. It's not normally the demeanour one would expect, as they're willy-nilly clamping your car and forcing you to pay inordinate fines for tuna.
Kit challenge.
A long way from Botox being clamped and all this.
I think she's actually now got off the subject of Botox to such an extent we can say she's deviating.
Can we say that?
You can say that, and you can have a call.
Calling me deviate.
And you take over this subject with another point to your name and 6 seconds available starting now.
I was recently working with Joan Rivers, who actually...
Wendy challenged.
I think it was slight hesitation.
Yes, it was a hesitation, Wendy. Tell us something about Botox in 4 seconds starting now.
I think Botox is a wonderful invention and a boon to most women.
So, Wendy Richard got points in that round. You won for speaking as a whistle when she's moved forward. She's equal with Tony Hawkes in third place behind Kit Hesketh-Harvey, and Sue Perkins is one ahead in the lead. And, Tony, your turn to begin. The subject now is wisdom. Tell us something about wisdom in just a minute, starting now.
My grandfather was known for his exceptional wisdom. Once he said to me, "Son," because he was wise but not very good with generations, he declared, "To whatever extent you have placed your responsibility for love and wholeness on someone else is the degree to which you will be bound to disappointment."
Kit's challenge.
I'm just asking him to repeat. I didn't understand any of that.
"To whatever extent you have placed your responsibility for love and wholeness on someone else is the degree to which you will be bound to disappointment."
Yes.
Which was annoying, because I'd asked him what the capital of Poland was.
And what is your challenge, now you've heard it?
No, I feel very informed. I feel disseminated upon
it. I know, I think that was wisdom.
I think that was. I feel
a very good example of wisdom.
So, Tony, you were interrupted.
It was the wrong challenge, in other words. And you have another point, call for that. 41 seconds, wisdom, starting now.
I have had the great pleasure recently of working with Sir Norman Wisdom. I went to Albania with him and recorded a song which got into the charts over there. Yes, it's true. Tim Rice wrote the lyrics, and I had a go at a bit of a tune that went along with it. And we went round this rather strange...
Sue Perkins, challenge.
Repetition of went?
Yes, yes, you did went more than once. Mm.
It's not a personal thing.
She's playing the game, and she's correct, and she has 22 seconds to tell us something about wisdom starting now.
It was at precisely this point that many Albanians claimed refugee status in England following the freak release of Sir Norman Wisdom and Tony's single there. I've not come across Sir Norman myself, but yes, I know. I'm a buffoon.
Yes.
Sorry, lots of Sir Normans.
Yes, how do you think you're now have enough referring to Norman and saying the little fellow, the clown. Right, Kit, a correct challenge, another point, and 9 seconds available. Wisdom, starting now.
Sir Charles Villiers Stanford, for that mighty church organist and composer, produced a song of wisdom. I came forth from the mouth of the Most High. I always thought it was about teeth, actually.
Right, so now we have Sue Perkins in equal in the lead with Kit Hesketh-Harvey, followed by Tony Hawks and Wendy Richard. And Sue, it's your turn to begin. And following wisdom, we now have intellectual pursuits. So tell us something about that erudite subject in this game, starting now.
Intellectual Pursuit is a game I stumbled on by chance once chasing Jermaine Greer down the Thames in a speedboat. To play this particular notion, one must find a wealthy academic and hover over them, preferably torture them, although not in a fatal sense. Once Professor Simon Sharma, recently on television... he was on a reef at the time. in the near past.
Tony, you challenge first.
I think there was a slight hesitation.
There was a stumble like that. We interpret as hesitation, so there are 39 seconds available starting now.
I suppose people would regard going to the opera or ballet or theatre.
And Sue challenged. Three oars.
Three oars.
Two we let go, three
yes.
no.
You're not allowed three oars, apparently.
No. You don't want many too many oars in this
Neither
show anyway.
You're rowing after Jermaine Greer, then.
No.
Sue, you have the subject back, Intellectual Pursuits, 34 seconds available, starting now.
When playing Intellectual Pursuits, you must watch out for Camille Parlier. Really, she gets away from you like a greyhound out of a trap. She's allowed 30 seconds headway, and then I suggest hunting her down in a 4x4 with a shotgun loaded with tranquilizer.
Wendy, dive. Challenge.
4x4, 2 fours.
Three oars and two fours. I'm sorry. But Nicholas, what is 4x4? Perhaps you can tell us.
4x4 is... 4 times 4 yes. is... 4 fours are 16. Listen, you can't trip me up. That
you learnt that by rote, though, didn't
yes.
you? You had to go
I think you're barking horse. Up a really dark alley here because I actually studied engineering, which includes mathematics, when I was at university, so I'm not going to get simple mental arithmetic right. Anyway, I pointed out to you, it's not 4x4, it's 4 times 4.
Correct. I'll give you a point.
Yes.
Thank you. Wendy, you had a correct challenge. You repeated the word four. So you have 19 seconds to tell us something about intellectual pursuits starting now.
The closest I've ever come to an intellectual pursuit is trying to do the Daily Telegraph crossword. It's more easy on a Monday, I've noticed, than any other one in the week. And they have special...
Tony, challenge.
There are no other Mondays in the week.
Rugby crowd in tonight.
So, Tony, your challenge is
deviation.
I think, actually, within the rules of just a minute, it's a clever one, a subtle one, but we have to give it the benefit of the doubt to Tony. I'll find a way to address it later for you, Wendy. Well, I always do, but anyway, there are 7 seconds.
You're victimising me.
Tony, 7 seconds on intellectual pursuits starting now.
Some would say that playing just a minute is an intellectual pursuit, and who am I?
Kit Hesketh-Harvey.
Well, deviation, obviously.
Tony, this is difficult because it would depend on your intellectual standard. I mean, school children play it, and they're very good at it, some of them.
Yes.
I think he qualified it. I've justified with my decision. Tony, 2 seconds. Intellectual pursuit starting now.
14 glove puppets crossed a...
A lot of points are being scored in this game, and Tony Hawks has now moved forward. He's now equal in the lead with Sue Perkins, followed only 1 point behind by Kit Hesketh-Harvey and only 2 points behind Wendy Richard. And, Wendy, it is your turn to begin. Lovely subject for you now, Robin Hood. I'm sure you can go on Robin Hood, and 60 seconds are available. Starting now.
I remember when I was a child seeing Errol Flynn playing Robin Hood. I thought he was the most handsome man I had ever seen, and Robin Hood was such a hero. Loved by the good, feared by the bad, he was there to help all the poor and sundry and to fight for justice, and he had his band of merry men all singing and leaping about in that forest. They were having a great time, but doing beneficial work.
Sue, you challenged first.
Hesitation.
There was a little hesitation, yes.
Yes, there was. I couldn't think of another word for good.
Wendy, darling, do you mind awfully?
No, not at all. Not at all. Go on.
Oh, gosh, this sisterly love that's going on across the divide here. 33 seconds. Robin Hood is with you, Sue Perkins, starting now.
My father has always told me never trust a man in Lincoln green tights, and that is an adage I maintain to this moment in time. He swanned around the forest somewhere, I suspect, in Norwich, although you will correct me, Kit, is a featureless Fenland area.
She's going to correct you somewhere.
Nowhere near Norwich.
I couldn't remember.
Began with an M.
I'm talking about Robin Hood of Norwich.
Okay. It was Nottingham, Robin Hood. The Robin Hood that everybody knows about was Nottingham, Sherwood Forest. And, Kit, you've got the subject, 18 seconds, starting now.
Friar Tuck was doing karaoke deep in the woods, very loudly indeed. They were scared they would alert the sheriff, and so they chucked him in the water, but he carried on.
Sue Challenge.
Slight hesitation, I thought.
No hesitation. Oh, come on, Sue, not be too keen.
All right, I'm desperate. I'm sorry.
10 seconds with you, Kit. Robin Hood, starting now.
Still, he carried on singing, which proves that you can lead a drunk to water, but you can't make him horse.
I think you're slowing down, Kit.
Am I? It's age, darling. We all do.
I know. I mean, I think we're getting a bit hesitational.
Do we?
No, I don't think he was.
He's
getting hesitant.
Kind of you to be so solicitous, my darling.
He might have sounded hesitational, but he didn't actually hesitate. So he keeps
very metaphysical
the subject, and there are 7 seconds with you, Kit, on Robin Hood, starting now.
He visited his grandmother and stole all her jewellery. He was, in fact, Little Red Robin Hood. His mother, Mother Hood...
Kit Heskett Harvey speaking as the whistle went, then gained that extra point. And they're moving into the final round. Sue, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is... Oh, this is a nice one. Naturists. 60 seconds, starting now.
Naturists are the acceptable face, belly and buttocks of the phenomenon that is normally called... flashing.
I'm sorry, that was timing. It was timing.
Yes, darling, you appreciate the craft.
I'm sorry, yes, it's done.
Sue, you and the audience are now have the subject of naturists. 52 seconds starting now.
Naturists take them out of their natural habitat, and what you have is a man with a small, wizened chipolata in a playing field. I often see them on Brighton Beach, and there they are, huddled over the stones.
Tony's challenge.
It's suspicious how much time she spends looking at these things.
Have you got a challenge within the rules of just a minute?
Deviation, but not within the rules, so...
I will be generous and give you a bonus point because the audience enjoyed your interruption, but Sue gets a point because she was interrupted and she keeps the subject of naturists. And for the 39 seconds for her discourse on this thing that is so close to her heart, starting now.
I believe it's some ancient ritual celebrating the god Pan, or perhaps Gaia, the earth goddess, much favoured by strange post-feminists wandering around in leg warmers. I am deviating frantically and look, repeating.
And Wendy, you challenge first.
I thought I'd help her out. She's such a nice girl.
I know, she's lovely, isn't it? And the audience love her as well. And 29 seconds, Wendy, for you on naturists.
29? I thought you said 9.
Just got to think of the bear buff and then go with it. 29 seconds, Wendy, naturists starting now.
Naturists love to play volleyball and frolic about in fields, and if they can find a nudist beach, well, so much the better for them. You sometimes see their pictures in magazines called Health and Efficiency, but they seem to have a habit of standing...
Sue, challenge.
Representative where?
You keep the subject. 14 seconds, Wendy. Naturists starting now.
And they pose for pictures standing with one foot on a chair. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen. It used to be quite pornographic before things
Kit challenge.
Hesitation.
No, she didn't hesitate.
No, she
was going with great
Wendy
style.
Richard saying pornographic is shocking.
She got the best.
That's not naturism you're watching.
Isn't it?
Not when someone's got is naked with their foot on a chair. Where do you get chairs in nature?
She did say, let's be fair to Wendy, she did say, these are some of the pictures you see in that magazine devoted to this particular subject.
Health and efficiency.
Yes, don't plug it too much.
I don't think it's still going, Nicholas. I mean, it was about in 1900 and canteen. You must have seen it there.
No.
Nicholas was in it.
It was a very, very... Because porno magazines didn't exist then, it was very, very popular and had a big sale amongst people who weren't naturists for different reasons.
How do you know?
I knew it was on the...
I
I knew what was on the newsstands.
I'm sure.
I was looking for my modern boy and the Hotspur and other things.
It's as close as you can get, I guess.
And alongside the Rover was health and efficiency. So what else?
He
how
loves
else do we learn about the facts of life?
Lane. He really does.
Wendy, you still have the subject. You have 6 seconds. Naturists starting now.
Naturists eat very healthily because they can never find anyone to fry any chips. They're too frightened of being spattered by a hot bat.
Well, Wendy Richard really did have a flourish in that last round and did very well, came rushing forward and gained an extra point, of course, the speaking as the whistle went. And in the final situation, she finished in fourth place, but it's only 1 point behind Tony Hawks, and he was only 2 points behind Sue Perkins, and she was only 1 point behind Kit Hesketh-Harvey.
Oh, I didn't
know. Kit, so, for those interested in the contest, it was very close, but I know most of you are far more interested in the contributions, and they were exceptional. So we say our thank you in order as I see them there. Tony Hawks, Sue Perkins, Kit Hesketh-Harvey, and Wendy Richard. I must thank Lottie Barker, who's done this for the first time. She did a wonderful job with the whistle. And we thank our producer, Claire Jones, who keeps us all in order when she can. And also we're indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this game, and we're also indebted to this lovely audience here in the Drill Hall Arts Centre here in Bloomsbury, who've cheered us on our way. From our audience, from me, Nicholas Parsons, and our team, goodbye!